Do it, Ski. Come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pump those numbers out. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Stock Up, Stock Down with a little Texans flavor. Week 8. Texans are, for now, atop the AFC South, but the Colts are coming into town, and whoever leaves NRG with a win, they will be sitting atop that AFC South after this week, folks. So, Clint, Ron, first, let's be positive. Stock up. Which Texans, after 7 weeks of football, are you buying stock in right now heading into Week 8 against the Colts?
What are you my man said be positive, and I can't help but think about my, even my stock up has a negative twist.
Hey, listen, mine don't. I'll go first. First off, with that kind of open, this has got to get sponsored by somebody. That's what I'm going to say. This got to be stock up, stock down, sponsored by
one of these money managers out there. He'll probably five somebody, or six up in the building.
Somebody out there could step up is what it can be. My stock up goes to Bill Davis. Many of you are wondering, who the hell is Bill Davis? Bill Davis is a linebacker coach.
That's my junior high football coach.
Was it? I've never had a Bill Davis in my life. Bill Davis is a linebacker coach. And, Clint, I got to give my stock up to Bill Davis. And, listen, I know that D'Amico will get credit because – D'Amico was a linebacker coach, and that's his area of expertise. But D'Amico ain't working with those guys on a day in and day out basis because he's got too much on his plate. Bill Davis had Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen ready to go, and not only did they gave up some yards, but not only did they play well, and as you said earlier, Clint, gave you a chance to win. There were big plays made by them too. Jake Hansen had a really, really great play where there was reverse, where he was the only one over there, and he stayed home and made a play for a loss. That was a big play. And then Neville Hewitt, I thought, and I said he was my player of the game coming out of the game the other day. He has a pick, runs it all the way back to the 11, got a big, big stop on a third down and half a yard. To get a loss, I thought what Bill Davis did, losing all of his linebackers going into this game and then having them ready and having them playing solid football. My stock up goes to linebacker coach Bill Davis. Bill, you might be a coordinator in your future.
The arrow's pointed up.
Bill.
Well, you had me until you talking about coordinator. Neville Hewitt led the team in tackles. Jake Hansen was third on the team in tackles with a tackle for loss. So, yeah, that's a good one. My stock up, Tyler.
Tell me.
Nico Collins. Nico Collins. When you are injured after Nico being the most productive wide receiver in the league and you Nico have not played fire, in 2 weeks, and your team, the Texans, goes on the road to play the NFC version of you, up and coming young quarterback, same odds to win it all to start the season, similar trajectory, just one's in the NFC, one's in the AFC. In that game, Steph Diggs, 5 catches for 23 yards. Tank Dell, 0. Goose eggs across the board. 0 catches for 0 yards. Dalton Schultz, the other part of that five-headed monster, 1 catch for 28 yards. And because of that right there, Nico Collins' stock. It's not just up, boys. It's up in a big, big way.
Yeah, that's that Tua stock up.
That's what she said.
Yes, it is.
That Tua stock up.
All right, real quick, fellas. That's stock up for this Week 8 matchup, Texans against Colts at NRG Stadium on Sunday. Who are you out on? Who are you selling right now for the Texans on this roster? Stock down.
Listen, Clint, I don't want to kill this kid. But my stock down is D'Angelo Ross. I want to give him a little bit more time. Maybe he gets a third game here, Clint, but it's out. He is the duck. and teams are going to go after him. And Clint, he looked like a guy you just can't put out on the field to play corner opposite of anybody. It's just somebody they could take advantage of. It felt like in this game, any Packer receiver could get anything they wanted against him. My stock down is for D'Angelo Ross, because I'm about a week away from saying like you can't have him out there in coverage at all. Sorry, D'Angelo.
My stock down, I'm not selling for the record, but my stock down is Bobby Slowick. And the biggest part of last week is the part that I think he single-handedly is responsible for and ultimately dropped the ball, is the inability to go to a pressure package, the inability to go to an all-out quick game, screen game, get the football out of the quarterback's hands, just to simply give your team a chance to move the football without your quarterback getting killed.
Dang it, Bobby.
You had the advantage of the run game working. It's not like you were completely stumped. I am just highly disappointed in this offense's, which is Bobby Slowick's, inability to go to that, overcome the kind of pressure that we saw for four quarters last week. So stock down for me, Bobby Slowick. Stock up, the injured Nico Collins.
Damn, y'all. Stock up, stock down. Well, that's nice of you. Could have gone stock down with those other receivers, but you
see how I put it. That is a positive twist.
There's Stephon Diggs right now. Another stock, something right here.